I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
It's been a big week. After our colossal episode last week, we've all had to rest up. Big celebrations. All three coaches of the How Good's Footy All-Australian emailer team celebrated hard. It was a big victory, and pretty happy with our team selection, with some very obvious in hindsight misses. But I guess we'll just have to address those in the 2021 season.
Hey, there's always a fuck-up with this All-Australian team. There has to be. So yeah. Since we are fuck-ups, it would make sense that we would have some too.
That's true. We said we did research, but it's still Haggard's footy research, so it was not good.
It is. Like, there's research, there's like a quick skim of Wikipedia, and then there's Haggard's footy research.
Yeah. So this week, so after our colossal efforts in putting together what was the best 22 of the Haggard's footy emailers, we've set ourselves a different task this week because there's still the draft hasn't happened yet. And there's still a bit of uncertainty of what the fuck is going on at the end of this year when it comes to AFL. Because, I just feel like the list sizes have changed, so people are still getting delisted now.
And then relisted?
Yeah.
The thing about Sydney with Robbie Fox, they delisted him, and then they found out they delisted him, and then the AFL announced the changes, and Sydney were like, well, fuck, if we had known that, we would have kept him. We're going to re-rookie him.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty dumb from Sydney.
Dumb.
Everyone else managed to figure it out. All the other clubs are fucking doing it.
A lot of clubs. Like, I feel like this year also there's been a lot more like delistings, but onto the rookie list than usual.
Yeah. There's a lot of old. There's a lot of old rookies, boys. Grant Nurse was a rookie. Eddie Betts, Shane Mumford.
Yeah. I mean, Shane Mumford was rookied though from when he retired to have that year off to then come back.
Yeah. I tell you what, there's a lot of veteran rookies this year.
I respect.
And look, some clubs are upsetting their players by emailing them at 8 p.m. on a Friday night, letting them know that they're copping up to potentially a 9% pay cut. Look, footy season, it's all happening.
That's Joe, what the fuck's going on at Windy Hill, mate? What the fuck is that trash?
I mean, they backpedaled very quickly, so that's good. At least they did something about it.
8 o'clock on a Friday, Jake Stringer was like, if I knew it was going to be a 9% pay cut, I wouldn't have bought 700 beers.
So what we've done this week is, obviously with the draft coming up, our teams, obviously, like every team in the AFL, are participating in the draft. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to give our team, I guess, like some indications of who we would pick up, whether they be part of the AFL draft, which admittedly we don't know heaps about at the moment, whether they be potentially delisted players or just, you know, outsiders from the AFL, just like who should we bring into our individual clubs, what benefit they'll have, and how are we going to get them?
Yeah.
Ideal recruits.
I've not recruited from outside. Like, as in, I'm going to do some last-minute trading, because let's just say the AFL open up another trade window.
Yeah, me too. A 24-hour trade window.
24-hour trade period.
Which, again, still might happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, and because
that's another thing that's broken recently. The Collingwood and Western Bulldogs deal still hasn't gone through properly for Treloar, and everyone's starting to get real stressed about it.
Pathetic from both teams.
Just despicable.
Sign a contract, dickheads.
It's just insane. Like, anyway.
You don't do gentlemen's agreements with Eddie Maguire.
No.
No.
If he said, let's do a gentleman's agreement, I'd just fucking hit him.
That would, yeah. No, he would take that as a gentleman's agreement, so you'd be beholden to that, Joel. So you need to be careful.
Fuck!
It's as good as a handshake, Joel. Skin on skin.
Yeah. Skin on skin, that's all Eddie needs. Your hand in contact with any part of his body, he actually has legally changed every... had the skin on his hands shaved at the end of every year and then just replaced all over his body.
Yeah.
So when legally you touch him, it's a handshake.
That makes a lot of sense.
He's just saying that legal loophole.
So, Tom.
Handshake.
Tom.
Yes.
To celebrate the end of 2020, you just need to top up your team and just to get the job done next year. You got close, but not quite close enough.
That's correct.
So, who are you picking first?
So, I've kind of gone with an approach of, yes, we're close and we have recruited for the short term. And there was a bit of concern about us not recruiting for the long term. So, I've kind of looked at some long-term options as well as some short-term options. So there's a bit of a mixture here.
So you've done more than Chris Scott's ever done. That makes sense.
So the first one is, this is a trade that would need to go through. Now, this could happen this year. It could be a trade, you know, we start the work now, like we did with Jeremy Cameron, for next trade period. But it's looking at the tried and true method of Geelong going after players that are Geelong Falcons products who are from the area to lure them back home to play in front of their home crowds. So I've looked at this. We've brought in Jeremy Cameron, which fixes up, I guess, the whole one end of the ground. Harry Taylor's obviously retiring. And while Henderson did a very good job, and there's a lot of good backline talent, I just would like one more person down there so that Stewart can play a bit freer up the ground, so that worst case scenario, we can throw Blitzarves on the wing, whatever.
Ugh, again?
Well, actually, so that we can probably play Jordan Clark and Tui further up the ground and let Tom Stewart have like a similar to a
good save.
The role that Harris, thank you.
Don't fucking test that Harris, me with Blitzarves on the wing ever again.
No, but it means that Stewart can play that Harris Andrews role where he's not necessarily locking down
all right. A
key forward. He can kind of zone off and be the general down there and you know, future captain.
Yes.
So it is a Geelong product currently playing elsewhere and his first name is Tom.
Yep, like you.
Like me. And his second name is McCartan. So
making
a bit of a gettable play for Sydney. A friend of the show, Gemma, is going to be filthy with me.
Sorry, the phone just rang. It's Gemma. She said, get fucked, Tom.
Yeah, no, look, it's going to be a hard sell. I'm glad she's not the list manager for Sydney because I'd be fucked.
Yeah.
But I just think he actually fits a need that we would have. He's young, so he can develop with that back line over a number of years. He can play forward if needed, but he's shown that he's quite a good sort of center half back, full back in that area. So I think he can play now, he can play into the future, and he's a local boy, so he's gonna want to come home. His family's still in Geelong. Get him back into town. That's
okay.
He was homesick at various points at Sydney. That's my
Thomas
first pick. Yes.
Or rather Joel.
Yep.
It's just the time where you and I put on our Billy Bean general manager hats.
Yeah, so he's made a mistake here. I mean, he said he needs to offer a trade. And Tom, who are you trading?
Yeah, Tom. Also, Tom, can I clarify? Is this trade happening in next year's trade period or in the 24-hour window that will soon
appear? Fuck it, let's go for the 24-hour window.
Yeah, good luck then, mate, because we are Sydney, Joel and I, and how are you going to do that, mate? How are you going to satisfy us? You don't have any draft picks?
Sean, it's not. It'll be future draft picks next year for
both. Future for TM. Picks.
Just hold up. Just hold up.
He's a future Jet, mate. You're not getting him for cheap.
You're
going to have to trade players.
Yeah, and I've got a player to give them because there was a player that. Yes. There was a player that Sydney were very interested in a draft a couple of years ago that Geelong took before they could.
Go on.
And they inquired about him last year. And Geelong held on to him.
Yep, go on.
And they didn't inquire about him this year, but they did inquire about him last year, and that is Charlie Constable. Sydney were keen on him before he got drafted. Sydney were keen on him in the first couple of years he was at Geelong.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some picks, and Charlie Constable gets the deal done.
Can I just clarify, that's your offer?
That's my offer.
All right, just a quick sidebar with my colleague, if you don't mind, Tom. If you could just give us a moment. Joel, sure. I'm convinced that we're dealing with a stupid fucking cunt right now.
Charlie
Constable
was...
can't get a fucking game. Can't crack a game. He's unhappy. He's sick of footy. He hates Geelong.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I stopped listening halfway through the phone conversation when I realized he was offering absolute filth.
Yes, offering nothing.
Just the usual
Geelong arrogance of trying to get everything and give nothing.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, like, sure, we've gone through a rebuild, and like, yeah, we're struggling a little bit, but like, at least we get the job done when we're in the
boys. I hate to. This is me awkward, but you're actually. I'm not on mute, so I can actually hear this conversation.
Yeah, good. So I'm glad that you're hearing that.
Yeah, I hope it's a reality check for you. We are Sydney, and we don't deal with Geelong anymore.
Sean, I just need you to know though, that Constable probably feels a void that Sydney have as well. In that, as soon as they lost Kennedy for chunks of the year, that inside midfield group got exposed pretty badly. Constable would get games. He's a big unit. He's a solid unit. He's ready to play, and he can protect the likes of Dylan Stevens as they develop through the system. I think it's a doable trade. Whether it's done this year, maybe we hold off and it happens next season when we have a few more picks to play with. We send a couple of picks and Charlie Constable to the Swans in exchange for Tom McCartan and maybe like a second or third round pick from them.
Yep.
Yep. Well, look, I've heard that. We've heard that here at Sydney.
Yep.
Joel, I think we want to accelerate our plan to pick up a free agent known as Paddy McCartan and just get the brothers together, get him happy.
Yeah.
Let Tom know in no uncertain terms that he's never fucking going to Geelong. We're not going to cop that. Tom, that's a pretty unrealistic. I don't know. I don't know if you can make that happen with what you've offered.
I'm a bad list manager, but but in all seriousness, I was looking at sort of, I was always going to go a Geelong Falcons approach. Mm. Wildly, my first choice was like, can I get Sam Walsh out of Carlton?
Were you also going to offer Charlie Constable there as well?
No, well, that's what got it across the line is I was like, oh, Tom McCartan, yeah, he's good. And I know the Swans wanted Constable. I know there was a lot of interest before the draft. When he went, and then also in the first couple of years he was at Geelong.
I just feel like that they're going to want Charlie Constable a lot less when they realise they have to give up Tom McCartan for him.
Well, hey, also, you're not factoring in the biggest factor is Tom McCartan may just want to come home. So
doubtful.
Geelong can wait. We can wait until he's ready to come home.
Okay, fair enough.
We're willing to offer Tom McCartan the captaincy. We will be aggressively keeping him.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, Tom, I just feel a responsibility to the Sydney Football Club here to just hold on to the guns, mate. You just don't let him walk out the door. Not for Charlie.
So then if you're saying that
name. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to bring up the name Charlie because you think Sean's got a dog named Charlie. He's going to be a bit soft in that area. And look, it nearly got me. But not quite.
Now, look fair. I had to crack. I had to have a crack. Mm-hmm. I'll just bide my time.
Yep, that's fair.
Would it be easier for Geelong to get a really injury prone Charlie Curnow back to Geelong?
I mean, then you're dealing with rather than dealing with a pleasant football team to deal with like Sydney.
Yeah, see, that's the issue. I feel like I'm even though it's a stretch, I feel like it would be easier to work on a deal maybe over a couple of years to eventually get Tom to Geelong than it would be to just have one go at trying to get Carlton. Because they'll be like, Charlie Curnow hasn't played for 3 years. Yeah, pick one.
Yep.
And yeah, the Patrick Dangerfield.
Yeah, Carlton, much like Essendon, where the moment that one of their players is like trying to be poached, the list manager's like, you want them, and they aren't set on leaving. You better fucking have some first round picks up your sleeve, mate.
Yeah, that is true.
Right, Tom, well, you didn't get him, but you tried, and that's all right. It's a player that like makes sense to get to Geelong.
Probably the smartest thought process I've ever had.
Yeah.
And, well done, Tom. Proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it came close.
Yeah.
Closer than you thought.
Yeah. I thought I was no chance.
Yeah. So the player that I've picked just going to fill a gap that Essendon very desperately have. And unlike Tom, I'm not trying to trade for a player that a club has like locked in and is very, very set on in the future. The player I'm going to be going after is delisted, so shouldn't really be much hassle to get whatsoever, provided that we can just give them some money, get them back on the field, and that is Majak Dor.
Oh, Majak.
Mm. Oh, yep. Yep.
Yeah, he's okay. Obviously, bringing him to Essendon is like a little bit of a risk in the sense that Essendon's... basically, the culture can be up and down and all over the shop, and Majak has obviously been through a lot of personal things off the field, so it mightn't be a great culture for him. But also, we have brought in players in not necessarily in exactly the same situation as him or in even, like, I guess similar, but like... definitely troubled players from the past, brought them in, and they've had pretty successful seasons at Essendon, so...
Yep. It's a good call, Joel.
Yeah. Don't need to worry about trading anyone. Can just offer him.
Well, let's get to the offer. Sean Carney.
Yeah, that's what we
Carney
want.
And Reed, Elite Sports Management.
Yeah.
With my colleague, Thomas Reed.
Because there's a few other people sniffing around. He's a big body. He's a ruck. He can play back. He can play forward. He's fit. He's got probably arms the size of trees.
All the talent in the world. We do care about his mental health. That is our prime concern.
Yes. Mm.
And there were reports over the weekend that Essendon sent an email to try and dog their players. And there was an internal report, actually, as well. And the Essendon players probably weren't treated the way players should be treated. So there's some concerns around the Bombers.
We also noticed that there was a certain other player who plays a similar pinch, like, in the ruck and forward type role, who recently got traded to Brisbane, and the look of palpable relief on that man's face does make me pause before
that
we let our
true.
Client walk to the Bombers.
I have another concern as well, and that's that Majak, I believe, is about 29 years old. We should know this because he's our client. Let's just say he's 29.
Yep.
He's not a spring chicken. He's coming towards the end of his career.
Mm.
And we did note that in the 2020 season, a great servant of Essendon, Tom Belchambers, was not given a farewell game.
Yes.
We would worry that our boy Majak might not be given a game as well.
Yeah, you know, and we understand those concerns. I would say that internal report that showed that Essendon players weren't treated positively, or not even positively, maybe just not treated as well as they should have been. At points, like the Tom Belchambers situation you've just raised, and maybe the lack of communication whilst there was two coaches at the club, it meant that some players were falling through the cracks and some things that were very important to the players weren't being communicated properly. And obviously this 8 PM email over the weekend was a big misstep for Essendon. But the fact that all of this is being made public and that the club seems committed to changing stuff like that, unlike a club like Collingwood who are just being like, no, all of these bad things you're happening are actually good things. And I just feel like, you're focused on the Majak maybe not being treated well in retirement, but Sean, do you know how another way you don't get a retirement game?
Hmm.
When you're delisted and don't play AFL again.
This is true. This is true. Thomas, how do we feel about this? From my point of view, I think that Essendon are rock bottom. The only way is up.
Yeah.
If someone's willing to come in, they've just lost three gun players. Someone puts their hand up and says, hey, I want to play for Essendon, I feel like maybe they're going to get around them. They're going to give them a big hug, even though it's hard to hug Majak because he's enormous.
Those arms. It's so big.
So like he needs a lot of people to hug him.
He needs 22.
Mm. Yeah, and I feel like especially if you're playing him up forward, I feel like Mozzie and Tipper, and even like some of the younger players like Draper, I feel like they're just going to get around Majak. Stringer, I reckon, will get around him heaps too.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, I mean, it does check it. I also think that it's better than the potential offer from another club, Collingwood, who might be in need of a key position player.
Yeah, because they have no money and no players.
I reckon it's a safer bet.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Yep. I'm on board too, yeah.
I'm happy to rubber stamp this one.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Tick.
Welcome Lock to the Bombers, Majak.
Wow.
Oh, in insert Jonah Hill gif of Moneyball.
Oh, yes. That's huge. Sean. Mark.
Yes.
Right. Who's coming to Brisbane next year?
I want to preface this by saying that I'm quite happy with Brisbane's list. There's not an obvious flaw. There was in the forward half, and they've sort of corrected that by bringing a mustachioed legend up there.
Yeah.
A
big, tall, mustached fuck.
Yeah. But hey, this is the 24-hour trade window where magic can happen. So
Magic just happened.
Magic did just happen. And I want to pull off my own little coup up there.
Yep. Whoa.
The Brisbane backline.
Yep.
has a man in it who's now on the rookie list, who I think is getting old and slow. And as much as I respect him, I'd rather not have him in the team. But in order to take him out, I want to slide Darcy Gardner into the role that he plays. And in order to do that, I feel like I need to bring in a key position defender.
Yeah.
Now, I've been inspired by grand finalists Geelong, who have built an all-Australian superstar forward combo with Hawkins and Cameron. I want the combo to be Harris Andrews and Collingwood's Darcy Moore. And while it may seem unrealistic, I just think that because he's on so much money, now's the time to strike.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And do you know what Collingwood don't have much of? Well, there's two things that, three things they don't have much of. One, respect from anyone in the AFL. Two, members. And three, money.
That's right. Or draft picks.
Oh, no draft picks.
My argument is, though, my worry here for you, Sean, is that they've already offloaded money to keep players like Moore and DeGoey.
Yep.
So it's a bold strategy, and it's a good strategy. I can't, I don't think I can, Joel, I don't know about you, but I don't think I, in good conscience, can pretend to be a list manager of Collingwood, because I think I'd be too competent and just wouldn't do the club a service.
Oh, no. What's his name again? Ned Guy? I reckon it could be Ned Guy. Hello? Yeah, it's Ned Guy. I'm a big fucking idiot who doesn't respect my club or my players. How can I help you today?
Can we take him for free, Ned?
Oh, hang on. Let me just talk to the leadership group. Hey, fellas, do you hate this cunt that plays with us? Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I'm not Nathan Buckley in disguise.
I've just had a word with our player, Nathan. Our senior players. And it turns out Darcy Moore, he's a piece of shit, apparently. So, yeah. You can have him for pick 86.
Fuck yeah, done. Welcome to the club. Realistically, right, though, what would
how
it
are
take?
You going
to
get pick 86? That's the. it's a big one. You'd probably have to give them a first round pick.
I'll tell you what I would do. This is what I'd be willing to do, and I think this is a generous offer. Brisbane have two first round picks next year, their own one and Melbourne's first as well.
Yeah.
Give them both of them and probably a player.
Who?
Reece Matheson.
If I'm Collingwood, I want someone who is young.
What do Collingwood need? Young and cheap.
I need someone young and developing. Matheson's just, if I'm Collingwood, I'm asking for Rayner. I'm not getting him, but I'm asking.
No.
Actually, Collingwood might do a different route where they'll go for someone that's a bit older and they know, because they probably don't want to get locked into another DeGoey situation.
Yes, Grant Birchall. Yes, great.
Do
you know what, Sean? Actually, I'd like the first round picks and also Caden Coleman.
I can't accept that.
That's my terms.
I can't be doing that.
He's a fringe player who I like a lot.
Tom, I'm going to put my Collingwood list manager cap on. I think they'd go the draft picks and Eric Hipwood.
Oof.
You're prepared to trade out Eric Hipwood
Darcy Moore. I wouldn't be. I'm trying to do your job because you're fucking sucking at it.
I said Cam Rayner.
That's unrealistic. Come on, Tom. Get your head out of your ass, please.
Yeah, he got too into Collingwood's character.
In this scenario where I'm bringing in Darcy Moore, I probably don't need Jack Payne anymore. So I could go two first-round picks and Jack Payne.
I'd want more than
which
Jack
is a
Payne.
Player in the same position, but a serious downgrade and a boost for their salary cap.
Yeah, that's big.
It's big. There's a lot of moving pieces, and you've got to deal with the hardest club to deal with. The reason I want it to happen for you, Sean, I just don't see Collingwood doing it for anything less than a more established player in those two picks.
That's fair enough, boys. You feel free to knock it back.
If I'm actually, you know what Collingwood will do? They'll go, can you give us one of, first of all, when you first put it up, they go no. And then they say, right, both first round picks and Hugh McCluggage. And you say no. And they say both first round picks and Cam Rayner. And you say no. And then they say both first round picks and Jared Berry. And you say no.
Yeah.
And then it would be probably a Caden Coleman or a Hipwood or a Big O.
Oh, that's when I say,
get
Ned,
fucked.
Always a pleasure to talk to an absolute fuckwit. This deal is over. I'm happy with my team. Goodbye.
Look, Sean,
I've got more chance of getting Tom McCartan for Charlie Constable than you do for getting Darcy Moore out of Collingwood.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, but I think so.
That's all right. You've had a crack, and maybe you'll get it next crack. Year.
Hey, this is what it's about. It's about, again, you might be doing the Geelong Jeremy Cameron long play. You just sow some seeds now. So, three seasons from now. Yeah. Bang.
Sean, how many times do you reckon the Jeremy Cameron play is going to come up in this episode? Because I think that's the third. And admittedly, yeah. I think you did bring it up once, but that's two from Tom. We've been going for 20 minutes.
Yeah, at least two.
I'm done.
Another two? You're done?
It's a pretty good get, so we'll see what happens.
Well,
it also impacts my ability to trade picks now because we traded them all for Cameron.
You are
right. So, Tom.
Yes.
You've given us a reasonable pick, so
yeah.
It didn't quite work out for you, but who's up your sleeve now? Who else are you eyeing off?
Boys, I think this is actually going to work out for me much easier than the McCartan deal.
That's interesting.
And it's going to be in the 24-hour trade window that's coming up.
Again, another big risk because last time you fucked in the trade window, but all right, maybe this time. Maybe this time it'll pan out for you.
It's not just one player.
Fucking hell. Okay, so we've asked you to pick one. You've given us two. So I don't know how this is going to go.
Two for one. So basically,
are you trying to trade with our all Australian team? Is that what's happening here?
I'm bringing in the mountains. the Bulldogs Collingwood deal is still going on. It was an awful process for everyone involved, especially.
It still is. Yes.
Still is. Jaden Stevenson had an awful time. Buckley has been caught lying. Ned Guy's been caught lying. Edie has come out, done nothing.
Mm.
There are a few players, I think, at Collingwood who are looking around and who are thinking there's going to be a tighter salary cap squeeze when a certain player tries to appeal a conviction that he may or may not receive down the track. And that doesn't sit right with me being in a team like that. And I think maybe in the weeks after the dust has settled,
spit it out, Tom.
What's with the preamble? Come on.
Taylor Adams has been looking around going, I miss my mate Adam. I hate this club. I hate Nathan Buckley. I don't like the way they do it. I know that they're going to squeeze me for money because they squeezed Adam for money and he was a gun. They're going to do exactly the same thing to me. I need to get out of the Collingwood bubble. I need to get away from Eddie. I need to go somewhere where the CEO and the president and the coach won't turn on their players. I think I'm going to go to Geelong.
So Taylor Adams to Geelong. That's one guy. What's and the second deal thing?
As he's leaving, his good mate, Brody Grundy, is like, you know what? I'm getting out of this sinking ship as well.
This is cheating. You're trying to rot the system.
Pick one, Tom. They're not
a
duo.
I'll just take Taylor.
Thought you were happy to Reece Stanley.
I am.
Thought he was the missing link.
Mate, if I could have Reece Stanley and Brody Grundy, I would. Yeah, Brody Grundy needs a fresh start.
Well, then why'd you pick Taylor Adams, Tom? You could pick anyone.
For free.
And you're like,
he's quit. He's seen Adams leave and he's gone, I'm going out. He doesn't have to end up at my club. He could end up at any of our clubs.
That's a bold call.
But all we know, in this here hypothetical scenario, Adams is leaving and Grundy's left as well. And Collingwood have gone, shit, we actually can't keep him because they've realised they've under-budgeted and DeGoey's demanding another million.
Yep.
And they're going to bend over and let that happen. And Adams is furious at the way Treloar was treated, and he's furious at the way Jaden was treated, and he's furious at the way Tommy Phillips was treated.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at the writing on the wall and he's thinking, I could be next. I could be the next guy to walk out this door. And I think I should go somewhere, get away from the rat race. Get away.
Yeah.
Where's somewhere about an hour from Melbourne near the beach?
Yeah.
Geelong. And he's got a new mate that he used to play with in Jeremy Cameron, who rings up. He goes, mate, I just got to the club. They gave me a polo shirt fresh off the rack for a photo. It looks real good. Get down here.
So how are you getting Taylor Adams? Or is he just walking out of Collingwood and you're not even paying him? He's just happy to be
playing. Give them pick probably 60.
Tom.
Fourth round pick.
This was a bold call because Taylor Adams is probably going to be the next captain of Collingwood.
Yeah, but he's got to want to work with Buckley, and I don't see him wanting to do that.
I think they get along very well.
The issue I have, though, is if he's mates with Treloar, which, again, I'm just implying this. I just picked a player. It's actually, if I'm honest, maybe Adams is too hard to get out. You're right. So maybe it is easy to get Grundy, who had an ordinary year because he was dealing with dog shit people.
Yep.
And he's going to come to Geelong.
So what's Reece Stanley going to do?
They're both going to play. It's going to be a fucking unreal team.
That seems unrealistic. Can I just say one thing to you, Tom, in regards to Grundy? how are we going to afford that, mate? There's already a contract. It's already $1 million plus a year, and your cap's already as tight as fuck.
So what we do is we negotiate with Collingwood, and unlike Bulldogs, we do not get the player until they have agreed that they will pay a portion of his contract.
What's the portion? 500 a year?
Yep. 70%.
70%.
Fuck me.
Hey, they're fucked. Eddie's fucked. He needs all the money he can get to fight legal battles for a certain superstar who wears the number two. So I reckon I can get it done, boys.
I mean, all right, but joke about pick 60 aside, how are you going to get it done?
I don't know. We'll trade him. We got like five ruckmen. We'll trade one of them. They can have Josh Jenkins.
I'm going to just deny this straight away. This one doesn't even fly.
Ned's letting the phone ring out.
Honestly, yeah. I think I've got... Well, it's going to be awkward because then Geelong will just take him in the preseason draft.
No, because he's contracted for 7 years.
He's going to walk.
He can't walk.
He's going to tear his contract up. He's going to leave.
That's not how it works, Tom. That's not how contracts work.
You know, Tom, there's not just one physical contract. If you tear it up, it doesn't count anymore.
Oh, no, boys. No, I know what's going to happen. Stephen Wells is going to walk into Collingwood and... he's just going to bump into the, just quietly under his breath, just say, you'll give us Brody Grundy and you'll pay 70% of his cap, his salary. That's great, Collingwood. Thank you so much. And then just lightly tap the back of Eddie's neck. And we know that Eddie's entire body is hand skin. That is a handshake. It is legally binding. We're going to fuck him with his own loophole.
Well, that's clever. I'll be honest. You can't stop that.
No. That's the opposite.
It's just the law.
Yeah.
It's the law. It's the law. And I respect the law, and look, it's getting done. I told you this one was easy to do.
Yeah. That one, you've got it done. Brody Grundy to Geelong for $300 a year, while Collingwood play $700 for 7 years? Jesus.
7 years, yep.
That's a robbery. But Eddie should have thought about this before he started making gentlemen's agreements.
He should have thought of it before he replaced his entire skin.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. So, Tom, great choice. And
well done. Real comeback.
So again, obviously with us trying to focus on like people that can kick goals, but also I want, now that like Tom Bell Chambers is gone, and like there's a bit of like Hurley and Hooker I still worry that they're a little bit of discontent with the club. And like they're our oldest players. We need to look after them. We need another veteran in the team just to remind everyone how good footy can be. Just someone that's there. Good for a couple of goals a game. Can kick four if he has to. Great mark. Accurate kick. Something that we also lost with Townsend because he was probably our most accurate kick. And yeah, sure, he wasn't good for a goal a game. And I understand sort of why we delisted him. But also, that type of accuracy at Essendon. Jesus Christ. It's missed. So basically, we need to bring some heart. We need a heart injection at Essendon. So I've had a look at some of the other clubs' lists. And there's one rookie that's standing out to me. On the Melbourne list. His name's Mitch Brown.
Oh.
Get him home.
Yeah, bring Mitch home! Essendon, you fucked up. And that's okay to admit you fucked up. But Mitch, big Mitch, Mitchy boy, the mum fucker himself. He loves footy and he doesn't hold grudges. You can bring him back to Essendon, he'll just be happy to be home. One thing that I have noticed with Mitch Brown is... he will play, like he put his heart and soul on the line for Melbourne, but when you look at his social media, it's still all Essendon. He misses the boys. He hasn't connected with Melbourne as much. And
how is it all Essendon?
Just in the sense of like, he was posting a lot when he played with Essendon constantly being tagged in photos with Essendon players, but since he's been at Melbourne, that just hasn't happened.
I thought it was going
to be lots
like,
of like...
I thought his Twitter bio was going to be like, Essendon's number one mumfucker, and he hadn't changed it or something.
He's still sussing out at Melbourne whether or not someone's getting the job done more than you. Mitch, they're not. It's still you, mate. And again, because they're a rookie, like, I don't know, we can probably offer them, I don't know, just like a future second round pick. Probably get the job done.
Less, probably.
Yeah. Welcome home, Mitch.
I think it's doable. The only thing will be Mitch. Will Mitch want to go back to the club that burnt him, broke his heart?
That's true. Or will he accept their apology? Maybe him and Truck.
He doesn't just want to be a rookie anymore. He wants to be on the main list.
Oh, he'll be on the list.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about that.
So who are you rookieing then to get him on the list?
Fucking...
Stringer.
Well, this is a sad one, but maybe Mozzie goes back on the rookie list because he's going to be out of most of next year with his.
What about Heppel?
Rookie Heppel. That's a good idea. Yeah, a rookie captain.
No, he's not the captain anymore. Mitch Brown is the captain.
Ah, makes a lot of sense.
That's the second part of his terms.
But also...
That's the deal. They offer him captaincy.
I do like the idea of having a rookie as captain. I think that that adds like a real wild card approach to the team.
That does sound nice, actually. Mitch has changed his terms. He's okay with being a rookie as long as he's the captain.
Yeah, well, also, like, there's a couple of, I don't know, I feel like the pressure would be really off if you just become a rookie. You can just fucking sit back, kick a bag, captain the team. Everyone leaves you alone because you're the rookie.
I think he's happy to be a rookie as long as he's guaranteed games and guaranteed, like, a minimum few years so that he can't just get delisted again.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm Mitch, I need closure. I need at least two commitment.
2 years.
Oh, I need three.
Three.
I need Essendon to commit to show that they can.
Look. Twist of my arm, Mitch. We'll sign you up for five.
Done.
Easy. That's easiest. For a second round pick?
Yeah, future second,
Future second? Great.
Boys, I dream of a Brisbane midfield that doesn't require Dane Zorko to be in it. He can go forward and kick goals and just be cheeky. So we've got to bring somebody in. It's got to be someone big.
Yep.
Someone the equal of Lachie Neale.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
It's the Bont.
It's the Bont. Bont. All right.
I want the Bont.
Fuck, okay.
And here's how I'm going to get him.
Yep.
I'm going to say, Marcus. You think of David Beckham. You think of men's perfume, underwear. Usain Bolt, McDonald's chicken nuggets. Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, sneakers.
Yep.
We will make Marcus Bontempelli the headband king of the world.
Whoa!
Kids in every country, when they think about headbands, they don't even know what a headband is anymore. They just think it's called a bont.
A bont band.
That's the legacy.
Got to get the hair out of my head, hair out of my eyes. I'm just going to chuck on a quick bont.
That's what it'll be.
That's powerful.
Plus a 10-year contract.
I think it gets him over the line, for sure.
10-year contract, headbands become the bonts, and also just have a beach after him. You got heaps in Brisbane.
Oh, fucking you have all of them.
Yeah.
The issue I have...
No, we're going to have the beach, and we're going to call it Bontai Beach.
Just piss off That's Sydney good. As well in one
yeah,
hit.
Fuck them.
Bontai Beach.
I do have a question, though, Sean. So you've satisfied... I think you've actually... So Bont's management, very happy. Bont himself, very happy.
Yes.
He's a contracted player at the Bulldogs and their captain.
Yep.
I'm Luke Beveridge and I'm going, I just brought in Adam Treloar and I've made the best midfield in the world. Why the fuck should I give you my superstar player? Are you offering me pick one and Lachie Neale Harris Andrews? No, you're not. Oh, well, in that case,
Bevo.
I can't do this deal.
Bevo. Hi, I'm also a list manager for Brisbane. So, whilst headbands are going to be known as...
Hang on. Why are you ganging up on me again?
Bevo.
This is bullshit.
Whilst headbands are going to be known as the Bonts, we've got something in place for you. Because obviously, Marcus Bontempelli, very, 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 very important to your team. But we'll be better at our team. And happier, as you can tell from our deals. We're going to give him 10 years. There's going to be Bontai Beach. Everyone's going to be
all,
using
It's all good
Bonts.
Stuff, but what am I getting out of this? Okay, what's the Bulldogs getting out of this?
Mr. Beveridge, when people think of necklaces, they're no longer going to think of necklaces. They're going to think of Bevos. We're going to make that happen.
Boys, what is Bevo? At his core, what is he?
He's a dad.
And what a dad respect? A bit of old-fashioned charm. Chris Fagan hops on a plane, comes down to Melbourne, and on behalf of the Brisbane Lions, asks for Bont's hand in marriage. And I think that Bevo respects that.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
It's like, thank you for asking me, asking my permission rather than just offering a contract.
And again, in Australia, everyone will refer to their parents as their mums and bevs. or mums and mums, or whatever. But dad, it's not relevant anymore. It's bevs.
As 2016 Premiership coach Luke Beveridge, otherwise known as Bev, which is the name of all mums and bevs, I like this. There's one thing that I want really from this, and that is you're from a surf coast area. There's a lot of surfing up there. I want a surfboard that's also a skateboard, and I want it to be called the Luke Beveridge.
Done.
We can do that. That's done. It's already done.
And I want to rename the Western Bulldogs the Western Bevdogs.
Oh, we don't have the power to do that at the Brisbane
We don't
Lions,
have that power, but you support do. It. Yeah,
Chris Fagan, you're gonna need to you're gonna need to help me get the other coaches on board so we can pressure Gil to do this.
Oh my god, it's a dad team up. They can get any job done.
We can get it done.
All right, who else are we getting? Who else? Who can you help get on board with this?
Oh mate, all the dads, all the dad coaches. If there's a coach who's not a dad, he's not worth his salt as a coach. We'll get rid of him.
I'm really scared about this dad coach. Dad's army. I'm scared about this coach team up because they'll be able to do whatever they want, but also we're just going to end up with heaps of sheds. Fuck.
All right. Tom. Hi, Luke Beveridge, coach of the Western Bevdogs, and prepared to trade Bontempelli for a, let's be honest, also a future first round pick. Like, that's probably on the table. Yeah.
More than one.
Yeah. Two future firsts.
We'll give you two.
Yeah. I have Jack Payne as well because you got Darcy Moore to cover the.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I didn't get Darcy Moore. Remember, I couldn't get him.
Yeah, no, you couldn't get him. That's all right.
You get
but I'll give you the Bont, and I look forward to wearing my Bont when I'm coaching the Western Bev Dogs as a Bev, cruising around on the Luke Beveridge board.
Yep.
Deal done.
Great.
Easy.
Oh, successful.
Piss.
Yep.
Tom, your last pick. Who is it?
So you know how we get category B rookies?
Yeah.
And there's the opportunity to recruit from outside the sport.
Yes.
And Geelong, for example, recruited a young basketballer who is now on Geelong's category B rookie list. It's how we got Mark O'Connor.
Yeah.
Gaelic football and Stephen O'Kenbore, Gaelic football. Mm-hmm. Blitzarves as well, another category B rookie. Geelong are very good at picking. Stephen Wells is very good at looking outside of the football sphere to see something that he wants, and he's going to take a punt on it.
Yep.
And something that Geelong have often been criticised is their lack of pace.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of runners. We don't have a lot of fast gut runners who can run a lot, but also run very fast a lot. We got Gary Rowan, who's pretty quick up forward. We brought in Isaac Smith, which helps our leg speed. But he's old. He's probably not going to be around for ages. Jordan Clark, very good leg speed, but he might want to leave to Freo. So we've got to try to find some backup leg speed options. And I think looking left of field,
we're
going to have to recruit the fastest man in the world. The man who runs and runs and runs and runs. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise!
Tommy Gunn Cruise. To the Geelong Cats as a category B rookie. It is a no-brainer, boys.
Okay, so Tom, the only concern I have is recruiting Tom Cruise as a category B rookie to the Geelong Cats pushes your average age from 40 to 45.
The difference is, though, boys, unlike some other older players, Tom Cruise gets faster the older he gets.
He's nearly 60, I think.
Jesus, he's also, Tom. Like, believes that he's like a space alien man, so... He's ageless in his brain.
Yep. Correct.
You can't tell me he wouldn't show up for the draft combine and in a leather jacket and jeans burn every other person on that track over 60 metres.
Would he be a winger?
Yeah, I'd put him on the wing.
Yeah.
He's 58 currently.
Jesus.
Yep. Oh, again, category B rookies are always a bit of a risk, but you got to take a punt. Look at Blitzarves. He was a steeplechaser. They didn't know, now he's... An All-Australian and a two-time best and fairest, and he's made the All-Australian squad despite Chris Scott's best efforts to not get him selected.
Look, Tom, this could be the missing piece because as we know of him as Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible franchise, he doesn't lose.
He doesn't lose, Sean. And you know what else he's good at? Good at smashing out of windows. I've seen Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. He smashes a window in that. He keeps it wide. He busts that window wide fucking open.
You might be thinking of Fallout.
No. I'm not. Oof. He also breaks the window in Fallout, but Ghost Protocol's on where he's hanging from the Burj and he pulls the windows off.
Sorry. I thought you meant the bit in Fallout where he throws a chair through the window and they're premiership window's closed, Tom Cruise. And he went, fuck off.
And then broke his foot. But that's okay. He kept running anyway.
That's what I was going to ask, Tom. How do you feel about the fact that he is injury prone on his foot? Injuries.
The thing about him... is I know that if he gets injured in a game, he will play his heart out.
Yeah.
He will play like Nigel Lappin did in that grand final with those broken ribs.
Courage.
Oof. Lappin's at Geelong already. He can see that in Tom Cruise and be like, you're right, Wellesley, get him in.
Yeah. So how are you getting him?
He's resilient. He does all his own stunts. kicks all his own goals.
Yeah, yeah. So let's see. Just something real quick. Tom Cruise paycheck Mission Impossible.
You're looking at 20 million minimum.
20 million a season, do you reckon?
Yeah, you're going to need sort of a salary cap exemption, I think.
I think what we do is we approach Gil and we say, Gil, the AFL need to expand into other countries. Name the most famous man in the world. Incorrect, it's Tom Cruise.
Yep.
He's famous in China. He's world-renowned. If you get Tom Cruise playing football, if the AFL agree to pay a portion of his contract as a footy ambassador...
Yeah, so like then 19.5 million or whatever.
Correct. Yep. Gil, don't buy any more suits for a few days.
Yeah, oh, it'll pay for it right there.
Done. Gil doesn't buy a new suit in 2021. Tom Cruise's $20 million contract's paid for. He also gets the game popular around the world, and he might even take a bit of a pay cut when we tell him that he's going to be experiencing something new because he loves new experiences. Does Tommy Gunn?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be saying big game. Big arena, loved it.
We tell him that eventually he will be able to play the role of Gary Ablett Jr. in a biopic about Gary Ablett Jr., but he just has to get method and learn about football first. He'll do it. Yeah. He'll absolutely do it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Tom. I just checked there, and unfortunately, Tom Cruise, his last film appearance and in A Mission Impossible, he took $25 million up front.
Yeah, we're going to pay him that up front.
Yep, and then his salary on top of that.
So here's the thing, though. Man. I think he'll take the $20 million up front from Gil.
Mm.
And I think, you know how movie stars love doing a little of an indie film? You know, he goes and does Collateral and doesn't make $200 bazillion. He does Tropic Thunder and doesn't get paid $1 bazillion. He does The Mummy.
You might not have picked the best actor for the indie cheapy.
Now look, I think we can get him. I think he's gettable. I think you tell Gil will, so Gil opens the bank book, so does Fox Footy and Channel 7. Because it's not just the AFL that are paying him. We get Channel 7 to pay a bit of it, we get Fox Footy to pay a bit of it.
Yep.
I reckon we can do this. I reckon we can get him there.
Yep, there's a way.
Yeah, I think he got quite a lot of money.
Actually,
All of his films.
Boys, we just tell him that he can film the next Mission Impossible movie over the course of a football season where Ethan Hunt is deep undercover in the AFL. And at every game Geelong play, there's a stunt.
All right.
helicopter lands in the middle of the game and he jumps through the helicopter to take a match-saving mark in the back pocket.
I love it. Training during the week, you say to him, look, there's a stunt where you have to kick the winning goal after the siren. He just trains and trains and trains and he gets it done.
Every week, every game that Geelong win next year is after the siren and it's a goal kicked by. And every time he kicks it, he says, mission accomplished.
Yeah. And he looks around and goes, hey, where's Christopher McQuarrie and where are the cameras? And you're like, oh, they're hiding.
Oh, you'll see the cameras.
There's Chris up there. See Chris Scott. That's Chris. That's the Chris you meant. Yeah.
He's wearing a mask. Pulls it off.
Oh, that's actually, fuck.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What happens is that in the dying stages against, say, Collingwood, Jeremy Howe takes a screamer in the goal square in the defensive end. Collingwood win by a point. The siren goes. All the Collingwood cheers got a clapping. And all of a sudden, just through the speakers piped in at the MCG, you just get the first few bars of the Mission Impossible theme.
Yep.
And everyone's like, what the fuck's going on? And Jeremy Howe starts walking back off the mark. And they're like, hang on a minute. No, it's Jeremy Howe. He marked the... What's going on? Why is he... He throws some grass in the air, Matty Lloyd style. The Geelong Blaze, they all of a sudden are just getting set, ready for someone to take a shot at goal. And Collingwood are looking around. Eddie's confused. He's losing his mind. Jeremy Howe pulls off his mask. It's Tom Cruise in his Geelong gear. He kicks a goal from 10 out. Geelong win the grand final.
Yep. Worth 25 million.
Yep.
Worth 25 million.
So, Tom, yep. I reckon you've bankrupted maybe the entire AFL, but it was worth it.
It was so worth it. Can you imagine how good that'd be? How sick that'd be?
So, Tom... Fuck. I'm picking a similar category B, category B rookie, and this guy he hasn't played AFL, but he's quite the sporty type despite his physique. I've seen him experience a lot of different sports over his career, and it's pretty weird. He's had a really illustrious career in just like a really really wide variety of sports. I've seen him play soccer, basketball, both at a professional level. I believe he also was in the Olympics. He definitely is a go-kart champion as well. And I believe he has also done mixed martial arts.
Fucking hell.
He's mostly known, though, I guess, for saving Princess Peach from Bowser in Mushroom Kingdom. And that's Mario.
Mario, the man so nice they named him twice.
Yeah. Obviously, he's great jumping ability, so he should be able to take huge hangers. He usually just collects coins, so I think if I just offer him, like, a couple of thou a season, he'll love it.
Yep.
Because, yeah, like, $100 gives him an extra life, so imagine what a fucking $100,000 contract will give you. Fucking shit. He just can adapt to every situation.
That's true.
And, yeah, he's a relatively chirpy guy, always in good spirits. I think that'd be good for the club.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you considered the power of having someone who is a plumber on the list as well?
Well, whoa. Tom, I have, because do you know who else is a famous plumber from Essendon?
Oh, who's that, Joel?
The big Kevin Sheedy.
That's correct.
Yes. So with Sheeds back at the club, I'll get him on the blower to Mario. They'll have a grand old time talking about fixing pipes or whatever. And then, yeah, Mario just trot out to training.
Sheeds probably recruited him.
Oh, absolutely. Sheeds has probably worked with him.
He'll call up Truck and be like, hey, I've got this there's this young kid. I reckon he's got the goods. Coleman, Brownlow medal.
He looks good in red.
Rainbow star. He's got them all. I do have another question, Joel. Have mm-hmm. you thought about the implications of him showing up for a game and then mid-game learning that Princess Peach has been kidnapped? He would have to leave the field immediately.
No, I haven't thought about that. I'm just hopeful that Luigi can hold down situations like that.
I mean, we know he can't, so... Yeah.
If not, then I might do the opposite and just have Luigi waiting on the bench. And then when Mario comes off, I send Luigi back on and just claim it's the same player.
That's good. That's
the old brothers trick.
Fuck, yeah, that's great.
The Aaron Lord, eat your heart out special.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah, I reckon that, and again, Mario's all heart. He'll be great for the club.
Fuck.
It's Joel, I'm floored. And really, he has excelled at every sport.
Yep.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's the easiest deal. And you sign him as a category B. You're saving so much money compared to what I'm forking out for Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Of course.
Can't believe you just won the premiership.
Yeah.
It's wild. Especially if he gets a rainbow. The only issue is Asada. Essendon have a bad history with Asada.
Yeah. Well, we need
Asada
to keep away
will be
from
iffy on those mushrooms he takes that make him a bit taller.
Yeah. He'll have to stay off those mushrooms. Good news is, though, I don't think they can test for mushrooms.
Loophole.
Can they test for going glowing stars or flaming flowers?
No. They will probably notice fire coming out of his hand, so we'll have to definitely stay away from the fire flowers. As for stars, though, it's kind of hard to say, but, like, I mean, when it's come to performance-enhancing drugs that have made players fast and maybe lose their minds a bit, they are a bit slow on the uptake for stuff like that.
It's true.
Yeah, who knows?
I can't believe how many players are going to slip over trying to catch him when he's throwing bananas.
He'll be out of control.
I'm looking forward to him doing donagis while glowing and players just like, bloop.
Fuck.
Tell you what. Unreal. I'm so happy he's playing for Essendon.
Well done.
Sean.
Well done, mate. Well done.
Who's the missing piece to your Brisbane puzzle?
I've also gone with a category B rookie.
Oh, yeah. Clever. Yep.
I'm going to need the Queensland government to get involved in this one.
Because
I'm going to need a bit of money. I'm going to need to tear down the Gabatoir.
Jesus!
And I'm going to need them to...
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to need a slight remodel. I'm going to need them to recreate the Colosseum. And then onto our Category B rookie list, I'd like to recruit National Treasure occasionally when we want to claim him, Russell Crowe.
Ooh, clever.
Now, Russell's also... not going to get the standard Brisbane jumper. He's going to need to fit back into his costume from the film Gladiator.
Sean,
yes.
Right. Have you considered, and I hope you haven't spoken to Rusty about this, but have you considered just recruiting Maximus?
Yes. That is even better. That's great. Mm. Maximus got him on the phone. He's keen. He's like, what the fuck is this thing in my hand? What's a phone? But he's coming down. We've remodeled. He said, you need to build my home. All right. The Colosseum. Done. Except I don't want to call it the Colosseum because I just feel like that's it's been done before.
Yeah.
Now I'm bringing him to the club. I'm bringing him to the club for his on-field exploits, but mainly his main job is halftime. A few years ago, Chris Fagan talked about bringing back the entertainment business.
Yep.
We need to keep that up. We need to keep it fresh. Oh. That's why Maximus, his role is halftime. The Gabatoir is now, instead of called the Colosseum, it's the Coliseum.
Oh!
And at halftime of every home match, Maximus comes out with his sword and we send out an actor who is a lookalike of a former Brisbane player who has left. So let's just say, for example, a lookalike of Dane Beams.
Yep.
Someone with a big tattoo sleeve and a shaved head comes out and, you know, Maximus, he toys with them. He gets the crowd all riled up. He slaps them around a bit and then he violently kills them.
Yes!
And then Brisbane come out in the third quarter. They take it away. We win every game.
By 60 points at least.
Yeah. Can I just say the best thing about that image, and I'm sure this is what you've thought of, Sean, is up in the stands. As he's about to kill, he looks up at the stands and a glove comes out and does a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Yeah. It's always Vossy. A thumbs up. And yeah, always a thumbs up.
Vossy. I thought it was Lee Matthews, but fucking hell.
It's the glove, mate. It's the glove.
Jesus Christ.
I also like the idea of as he, say he's playing in an opposition stadium, because you're going to have to travel, Sean.
Yeah.
Have you thought about what he's going to be doing there? How does he travel?
No, I think it's a home crowd thing. Yep. It's like,
much like Gaz doesn't travel.
Okay.
Actually, that's a good point. I don't think he travels. He can't leave the Coliseum.
Yeah, he's too scared of planes.
Yeah.
Doesn't understand him, doesn't care too
actually,
much.
Yeah,
I'm not getting on that witchcraft machine.
He actually misses all the away games because while the team flies, he's riding his horse and he doesn't get there in time.
Does he also become the captain so he can do speeches?
Yes, he's got to. Yeah, big time speech. Or maybe he's just the spiritual leader. Maybe he's the Josie of this team.
Oof. Powerful. Big. Powerful. And because he's a Roman gladiator who worked for nothing because he was a slave, are you going to, if you just offer him like a base salary that a normal person would have, he's like, yeah, sick.
Yep, pretty much. Just giving him a bag of coins and feeding him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
He'll love
it. He's going to love that. Love that Brisbane sun.
It's all happening. Years ago, they tried to bring a real lion into the Gabba. Now we will. We'll have about five of them.
That's going to be huge.
Ripping Dane Beams lookalike apart. Just wait till round five, our match, when Jared Pollock gets murdered.
They're going to take the mask off and it's not an actor.
Oh, shit. No. Yeah, well. But, yeah, no, good choices, boys. Well done.
Yeah. I reckon all three of our teams have benefited very strongly from our list management.
We've all become stronger.
Yeah, we have. Absolutely. We've all become better.
Yeah.
Dusha, you're 3 for 3. Sean and I, we're 2 for 3. So we got to work on our what we think is a more realistic approach, I think.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Joel.
Tom.
After all that, do we have any emails?
Tom,
and are they from Tom Cruise's agent?
No, yeah. So Tom Cruise still waiting on an email there.
Okay.
Haven't heard anything from Mario or Maximus yet, but both of them I don't think know what emails are. So we'll sort that out in the future. But Tom, so we got a couple of emails, most of them in regards to our All-Australian team. A lot of very, 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 very happy players to be selected, and that's good. Everyone's fired up to fight, and that's good. That's what we want. But just got this email that came in as well, and this one is from Mick. Boys, on the episode last week, I heard you speak directly to me. You asked me specifically to make a calendar with Cats players and cat-based puns. At least I had a feeling that it was a personalized call out to me, since I am a Cats fan and I make no less than one pun per hour. In any case, I obliged. Here it is, the 2021 Cats calendar. And Mick has sent us, it's not a calendar, so it's just 12 images, but every single one is a Cats player that is, it's a picture of a cat with a Cats player's name with a cat pun related to it. So I'll just give you a couple
of them.
Some.
Let's go.
So starts off in January with Cooper Stevens.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. What's June? Because that's my birthday month.
June is Sava Catagalia.
That's a good, powerful classic.
A classic.
Classic one, that one.
September, we've got Luke Dalhis, and it's a pretty angry cat.
That's pretty good.
I always go to the calendar month of December. What's that?
December, we've got Lockie Henferson.
That's quality.
That's a quality one, too.
Very, very fluffy cat. We've also, another highlight for me, March, Tomcat Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
We got in August, Jake Collar Jasny.
Ooh. Now that's a good one. That's a good one.
My favorite is definitely July, which is number 26, Snappy Tom Hawkins.
Oh, that's great. very good.
Now that's a ripper. That's some good quality work there.
So, Mick, thanks
for hearing the call out that we put out to you,
mate. We put out and we said, hey, Mick, make us this.
Tom, anyone ever call you Snappy Tom?
No.
My cousin cops that.
I never did. So, are you going to start it with me or?
Nah, I already have a Tom in my life who's a Snappy Tom, so one's enough.
That's fair.
Yeah,
I'm okay just being Tom.
Mm. All right. So just a quick update. So if you remember from the All Australian emailer episode last week, we had Sam Hamilton Barry, who made the team based on a really cooked email sent from the pub, and he has he just wanted to be like, yes, look, I was cooked. That was sent from the pub. But here's a couple of reasons why I'm actually a pretty good fit. Last year, he was the competition's Brownlow winner equivalent. He was his team's captain. He was the best and fairest winner at the club this year.
so he's actually a decent footballer.
He, in a previous season, tore his hamstring and despite it, played every game and came fourth in the Brownlow equivalent.
Fucking hell.
Fuck, he's insane. He's Tom Cruise. Don't worry about getting him to Geelong. We'll take Sam.
And finally, when another team that happened to be the worst team in the competition had a couple of players drop out, Sam and a couple of his teammates filled in for them, and they got them the closest to the win they've ever had. Sam also got best on ground playing for a different club that game. And I just also want to point out with Sam, so it's not just gloating. He just wants to let us know that he trusts us, and because we've mentioned that... Brandon includes his phone number. Sam has also sent us his phone number.
Oh, good. Good.
So, thank you, Sam. Sounds like you well and truly earned those beers. Now, the last email, and this is an absolute highlight of the inbox. And this is from Captain Brandon.
Oh, Skipper.
Skipper. Brandon Clark.
Skip.
Subject, holy fuck. Good day, Lords of Footy. It's story time. I have a day off, so I'm putting up my Christmas lights, and I see that Haggard's Footy have an episode available to listen to. As you can see from the photo below, I was very surprised to hear reference to the very talk, in brackets, beanie I was wearing. To have made the All-Australian team all the way from Canada was quite unexpected. So we said we hope Brandon was wearing the beanie or talk. And he was. When he was listening to it, he was wearing it. And then, as I'm up on the ladder, my name gets thrown into the pot as captain. Just about fell off. Lads,
don't do that, you're captain. We need you to play.
Yeah, we, Brandon, we need you on. We need two good arms and legs for me, Brandon. Please be careful, lads. To be named captain of the How Good's Footy AA team is an honour and completely humbling. I'm just a farmer from Canada trying to put in a solid effort every day. Couldn't have done it without the coaches leading the way, the leadership group looking at you, Mountain Sisters, Yoav and Kados, and the rest of the AOS.
Kados, you're not in the leadership group.
And the rest of the AA squad. The captain wouldn't be worth shit unless his team was fucking stellar. It's been a long year for all of us, and I'm just happy to have done my small part. Lastly, shout out to my wife, who let me drag her to the grand final, embarrassingly took my photo in front of Sexyland, and has just informed me that I'm going to be a dad.
Oh, fuck! Father, son, first ever father, son, father, daughter selection in the How Good's Footy team history.
Already in the team.
Brandon, congratulations. So Brandon then says, AA captain or going to be a dad, which is the better news of 2020. I'll never tell. To my AA team and coaches, beers on me next time I'm in town. Cheers, Brandon. Fuck!
Oh,
Brandon!
That's congratulations,
that's
Brandon.
Massive. Congratulations.
That's massive.
And yeah, just let your wife know and maybe whisper into her tummy that, yeah, your future baby, they've been selected.
Yep. During
yeah.
the time.
Yeah. The 2021. Yeah, 2021 team.
That is huge.
That's enormous.
Also, boys, congrats to us for making the right choice.
Oh, we made absolutely. The right choice. It's evident.
We've done
it's
well.
Evident in that email.
Well, yeah. Well, both of those emails I just read prove that what we have chosen was, our instinct was right.
Yeah. Born to coach and select football teams.
And Tom, if people want to email us, where can they find us?
So if people want to send us an email making their own case for which of us performed the best as a Moneyball list manager, you can send it to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Twitter at HowGoodsFooty or individually. I'm at Awkward Treed.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm fucking back.
Oh, no.
I've been unbanned after 3.5 weeks of silence. Twitter has removed its gag and I am back. So you can find me at Douche13 on Twitter.
Welcome back, Joel.
It's good to be back.
Fucking hell, mate.
Yeah, I look. By next week, I'm like, guys, I don't have a Twitter account again.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.